Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Gentlemen, the world government's here with all its satanic bells and whistles. But there's also no doubt that humanity is rising to the challenge. Let's go to Roman in New Mexico. You're on the air. Welcome.
Alex Jones.
Hey, baby. What's up?
Hey, how's it going? First time caller. So I'm going to bring up 2 points to you, one being 2024 Warfront. And then the second, I'm not sure if you read it, but the Book of Enoch. I'm going to give you my thoughts on the war front, and if you don't mind dissecting it. But
yeah, I'm not screening your call. People call into the show, and then once they get on air, they like they're talking to a call screener. You're on the air right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm speaking. Can you hear me? Yeah,
No, you're on the air right now, so go ahead and make your point.
Oh, okay, yeah. So here's the thing. North Korea, obviously, and Iran talking smack, China, Taiwan, Russia, Ukraine, Israel and pretty much the whole Middle East. I think something with this is that whenever we're going to initiate these wars, I think it's going to be the first thing that happens. And whenever we do, our entire military is going to deploy reserves and National Guard and state within town. But I don't think it's going to be enough. They're not exactly what I would say is good as the active duty portion. But if I was a bad guy at that point, I would drop the grid and then, you know, Red Dawn situation. But I agree.
And now they're hyping the grid's about to go down any minute. The Russians, the Trump supporters, it's ridiculously obvious. They're desperate. And we need to tell them, hey, your COVID rollout blew up in your face. This will blow up even bigger. People are watching you. We know what you're doing.
Absolutely. And I think the military has a pretty good pulse on that as well. But as when I say the military, I'm not talking about the leadership. The leadership right now is trash. And it's, things, to be honest with you, but this kind of is what it is. Some things I think that might assist with that, obviously keeping the military here, no nonsense wars, like we have our own problems here. Secondary, we got to develop some militias. Counties need to come together. Military leadership, somehow or another, we need to unbrainwash them. And lastly, I think, you know, fixing slash ignoring.
The militias are in the Constitution, and I love how Michigan towns, the towns are setting them up. So they're not secret and run by feds. No, they're out in the open, civil defense militias, medical militias, defense militias, posses. We need official, open men and women who are signed up, ready to fight fires, to support the fire department, to help during medical emergencies, to help feed the starving, and to help defend against criminal gangs. Because the feds aren't going to do it. They're dissolving our cities. We're going to have to reconstitute together, and the militia is the answer.
More than ever. More than ever. And, you know, the military, I think the only reason the military would ever attack the American citizens is with Dick Durbin's his bill trying to get illegal immigrants in, which is trash. I don't understand how anybody even thinks that's a decent idea or how he hasn't been impeached just with that thought alone. But pretty much what that's the only point I got with the 2024 war fronts. But the next is the Book of Enoch. And I'm curious if you read it. And
yeah, I've read some of the Book of Enoch. Very interesting.
It is. It's very interesting. And it kind of puts a lot of responsibility on what's going on with some names of the angels, the fallen angels that have came through. They're condemned to hell and, you know, misery loves company. So they're trying to take as many of us as possible. And with that, I'm actually curious, do you believe that the four horsemen are here?
There are many antichrists. There are many antichrist spirits. There's a final antichrist. The devil keeps changing his plan, but keeps trying basically the same plan over and over again. So, you know, no one knows the time. Christ said anybody that tells you that knows the time, you know, is a liar. And so I'm just going to fight evil and let the chips fall where they may.
Okay. And then lastly, this is kind of a statement more than it is a question, but I personally believe we're getting closer and closer to tribulation. With Satan, you know, he's trying to become like God. He's trying to become omnipresent. What better way to do that than with AI, right? Like Wi-Fi routers can read out rooms and
100%.
Telephones tracking you everywhere, and then CERN being the next Tower of Babel. And I think we're getting closer and closer and closer. And, you know, I pray every day that our country's safe, the world's safe, and people take care of it. I pray for you. I pray for...
Brother, let me just say, since you asked my personal opinion, I'm not going to say I know it. I think we're in the birth pains. I think we're in the beginning of what comes to the tribulation. I agree with you. All right, Stu Peters is coming up. First got a clip of Tucker Carlson. It's coming up. Stu Peters in studio. Can't wait to hear what he has to cover.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
You can ask any question at all without fear of shame or public disclosure, and we will give you the most honest possible answer. I got drunk at a wedding recently and argued with the father of the bride about Trump. He's a raging liberal and was being loud and obnoxious. My wife says I have to apologize to the whole family. Should I? Well, no and yes. No, you should not apologize to the whole family. You didn't argue with the whole family. You argued with the drunk, obnoxious liberal who was the father of the bride. And yes, you should apologize to him. There are three things to know about apologies. Okay? The first is that if you're going to do it, you have to go all the way. This was the advice my father gave me when I was a kid. He's like, it's like pregnancy. Maybe you want to enter into it. Maybe you don't. But once you do, you're all in. There's nothing more pointless or counterproductive than a half-hearted apology. If you're going to apologize, go all the way. Okay? The second thing to know about an apology is that it frees you. If there's any question about whether you did something wrong, just admit it. Why do you care? You don't care. Because you know exactly who you are. You're not insecure. Why do you care what this guy thinks of you? You shouldn't. His opinion's not worth anything. So to apologize to him frees you from any obligation to him or any thought about him or any worry about him. And it does the third thing, which is why it's a good idea. It establishes you as the boss. It is the ultimate power move to look him straight in the face and say, you know, I'm sorry I got drunk and I didn't mean to argue with you and it was a wedding and I'm sorry that I did. And he's thinking to himself, there's obviously some sort of backhanded attack here. He doesn't really mean that. You stare straight into his face and say, I'm really sorry about that. I hope you'll forgive me for doing that. Who's dad in that scenario? Who's the boss? Is it him? It's you. Because you're the one who rose above it. You care so little about his opinion that it doesn't bother you even for a second to say you're sorry. Because it's not that meaningful. I'm sorry. And mean it. Don't smirk. Don't be sarcastic. You win when you do that. Because, by the way, why were you arguing with this guy in the first place? Do you have nothing else to do at a wedding? You could be dancing. You could be wooing your wife, talking to people, normal people, not angry MSNBC viewers. And yet you, because you have no self-control or anything better to do, your schedule is not packed enough. You wound up arguing with some douchebag about Trump. You're not plowing new ground there, arguing about Trump. What is it, 2017? Please. You're not going to win that argument. You win the argument, convince him of anything. Of course, he watches MSNBC. He hates you because you exist. Don't engage with him. You're right. Trump's a genocidal maniac, fascist Nazi. All right. You're great. And go on and have fun. If you want to win, in other words, if when all this is over, you want to be in the top spot, maybe not financially, but spiritually, enjoy yourself. Don't get caught up in, of course you apologize. Plus, your wife will take the same message. You're a bigger man. That's true. You should do that. You lose nothing. All right. Second question. My daughter's best friend recently started an OnlyFans.
Man, Tucker is really unleashed now that he's not at Fox. And they go, oh, he doesn't have a show anymore. Yeah, it just gets 50 million views, 100 million views instead of 5 million. Stu Peters is a really interesting, informative guy. And he's here with us in studio. He's also going to interview me later today for his show. He's been a former bounty hunter and so much more. StuPeters.com, Real Stu Peters on Twitter. But I disagree with some of the stuff you said. But what I think overall we agree on 95% is a sense of urgency. And then we have an out-of-control, illegitimate system that's really working against us. So, Stu, there's so much to cover here with you. It's great to have you in studio with us. I'm excited to go on your show as well. What do you want to dive into first?
Well, I mean, just exactly that. We have an illegitimate government that we're not going to be able to vote our way out of. So the sense of urgency, you know, is incumbent upon us. So you've been doing this for decades, right? And now, you know, alone for so long. And now so many people are waking up. Alternative media is obviously exploding. The fake controlled press is becoming more and more irrelevant. People aren't listening anymore. But I feel like there's so many people that are still preparing their dinner in their kitchen, going to soccer practice, going home, hustle and bustle, Christmas season time, pagan holiday celebrations. They get tied up in turning on the TV and doing whatever it is that they tell them to do, which is why we now have so many people dying suddenly. People are injecting themselves with pharmaceuticals that are coming from countries that are adversarial to us. Our whole system has been infiltrated, all of it. So if we can't vote our way out of it, one of your callers was talking about a militia. Okay, well, we need to be like 100 or 200 million strong because they literally are trying to kill us. And so you mentioned globalists, right? People are always talking about they are out of control. They are killing us. We have to identify who the real enemy is. We have to know where does this infiltration come from. And when you really step back and take an honest look at every single level of our federal bureaucracy, there's one little nation state of Israel that everybody's afraid to talk about. And it's the one thing that'll get you nuked off the face of the planet. It'll get you nuked off the internet. It'll get your Twitter shut down. It'll get you kicked off of Rumble. It'll scare advertisers away from doing business with you if you talk about Zionist infiltration. So if that's the one sensitive subject that nobody wants us to talk about, then I think it's pretty obvious that's the thing that we should be talking about. One country, one entity, one group of people is infiltrating every single level of our bureaucracy. We have United States Congress people that can't even swear an oath to the Constitution and take office here to do the bidding of the people of the United States of America until they get the blessings of the nation state of Israel. That's a scary thought. They have to go there. They have to swear an allegiance to a foreign state. We have to swear all of this money to the so-called greatest ally. Where is this narrative coming from? What makes them our greatest ally? What kind of damage have they done in our country already? What kind of damage are they continuing to do? Where are all these wars coming from? Every single one of these proxy wars goes back to the funding of the Rothschilds. They've been involved with every single intervention that we've had. The criminal central banking cabal. This is the banking cabal that Vladimir Putin kicked out of Russia. And said, no, we're going to care about the interests of our country. We're going to care about the interests of our people. That's nationalism. And to destroy America from the inside out, they have to destroy the very idea of nationalism. And that's what's being attacked right now. We're so divided. We're conquered. We are an occupied country. We don't have a government. We have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. And we don't have any representation in our government. And that's a scary place to be.
So let me ask you this. I don't like Israel Firsters in our government. I don't like the Chi-Coms heavily involved in our government either. But I'm also not against Jews or against Israel in general. And so I think, and I'm not poo-pooing what you're saying, but I'm saying at a third-dimensional level, there's absolutely a big bureaucracy. You know, there's a lot of propaganda to just go on with whatever Israel says, whoever's in charge at the time. But Israel has a civil war going on. Netanyahu is in a parliamentary position where he has less votes than Justin Trudeau, who's been elected with 27% of the vote. Because in a parliamentary system for Americans, you got to have the majority here of the voters. Not in the parliamentary. You can get, like Merkel, 25%, but they get other coalitions to join you. So I don't see Israel just as one block. And there comes this fetish, though, to like say, well, is someone anti-Israel or they pro-Israel? My issue is it gets very, very sophisticated, and you have a lot of other big players and big operations. So I don't mind sitting there and what you said. I figured you'd talk like that. Talking about that, my issue is that I don't think at the end of the day, if we just erased Israel off the map, or if all the Jews on the planet were teleported to another world, that our problems would end. I mean, are you saying Israel is the problem? And if so, who is Israel? What is their aim?
Well, they're certainly not the Israel of the Bible. This is a pro-homosexual, pro-baby murdering, abortion loving, mandate fifth booster for your entire population. They're all injected with this mRNA bioweapon poison.
But isn't that the rest of the West?
This is the secular state of Israel that I'm talking about. This is devil worshipping satanic Zionism. I'm not talking about real practicing Jews. None of these people that we're talking about.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Explain to me, because I thought it was a NATO battle with Russia. They've been using that for a proxy war. I know Zelensky's Jewish, but what?
Who controls NATO? Who funds NATO? 75% of the United States of America. Where does that funding come from? Every single military intervention that we have ever been involved with is funded by the same group of people and enriches these NGOs and enriches the fat cats like Lindsey Graham and, you know, the Turtle Lord Mitch McConnell in the D.C. Beltway. These people are killing millions of innocent people. We talked last time, I don't know if it was on my show or yours, we talked about what's happening in Gaza, one of the most densely populated areas where 50% of the population is under the age of 15, 75% is under the age of 25, and you have members of Congress demanding that we go blow up apartment buildings and nuke these people off the face of the planet. What is the benchmark for success in Gaza? We delete.
Well, I certainly think that you can't target a civilian population because there's a terror group with it. I think this is terrible PR for Israel. It's actually here's my next question.
Say it how it is. They're war criminals, and they're committing war crimes right on Twitter, right out in front of the war. They're bragging about.
Well, then you can argue the Marines did it in Fallujah because we got attacked from the city, so we leveled it. Let's just expand on this for a moment. See, Stu, I'm not condescending to you. I think you're a smart guy, okay? But I'm trying to really get you to think about something here. Harvard, Yale, Princeton all basically say from the mountains to the sea, get rid of Israel. So to me, it's not black and white. You're either for Israel or for Hamas, vice versa. Why is all the academia and the leftists that are funded by BlackRock literally teaching that Jews are inherently evil, and they're attacking them all over the place, and the university is saying they're inherently bad, and the Islam is allied with the left, and then I agree, you can't swing a stick in the dark and not hit a leftist Jew in charge of it. There's some other people that aren't Jewish, but it's probably half Jewish people literally running the Islamic groups that hate the West and hate Israel. So I'm looking at this, you've got Israel over here, and then a bunch of leftist academics like Noam Chomsky saying the Muslims are little sweetie cakes, which they're not. They want to take over on average. And I'm asking you then, if the Jews run everything, which I don't think they do, why is academia, that is the heart of the globalist, literally promoting the destruction of Israel?
We have been gaslit and programmed about Israel for decades. And there are independent people at every level that are going to say things to get the normal person to think in a certain way. There is a cognitive disconnect in our country because of the media programming. Because people can't turn off the fake Fox News channel, and people can't turn off, you know, CNN or MSNBC, however you believe in this fake two-party representative government system. Well, I'm a conservative, so I'm going to watch Fox. Not knowing that they're funded by the same people. And so if academia is being, you know, infiltrated by the same people, in order to cause discord, in order to keep us divided, there has to be a contrary message. So for
now you're talking my turkey. It's a giant Hegelian dialectic. Well, so you have like MSNBC, CNN, 80% of their coverage is pro-Palestinian. I'm not saying bad things are happening to them. It's terrible. I played the clips, the kids dying, all this stuff. But, I mean, there's a larger dialectic here.
What is that? I mean, look at that. What is the Star of David? Is there a Star of David in the Bible? What is this?
There actually is. It's the Seal of Solomon.
Is that it?
That's the Seal of Solomon, you know. That's the seal he was given by God to control any demons he wanted.
Because to me, that looks like a pentagram. Why are our sitting members of Congress wearing this nation-state's flag on their lapel pins? Why are we?
I don't like the Ukraine flag. I'm not against Israel or Ukraine. I think it's weird.
Well, given what's happening in our
country, this predates Baphomet. This is the Seal of Solomon.
Pre-1940.
Hmm?
Right? So, Ukraine. Where did Ukraine come from? What happened in Ukraine in 2014? Our CIA effected a violent coup in that country. Why did they do that? Because the democratically elected administration, where both sides admitted that the vote was fair, that administration, prior to Zelensky's installation, was adopting some pro-Russia policies. Why? Because when the arbitrary borders of Ukraine, the fake borders of Ukraine, were established after Lenin's color revolution, that area, that uninhabited area, was settled by ethnic Russians. They wanted to just be Russia.
There's a Jewish state in Russia people don't know about.
They wanted to just be Russia. And so we have to have a boogeyman to go bomb. Why is it just relentlessly Vladimir Putin who cares about the interests? This guy's an Orthodox Christian who has built, not abominations, but has built beautiful cathedrals and places of worship for Christians since his reign of power. He cares about the interests of his people. He's not going to be controlled by a one-world governance. From where I sit, it looks like this might be one of the only guys that's actually standing between what's left of the free world and whatever this one-world governance is that's rushing our way. I mean, we have the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, everybody that's making decisions about who we bomb and where, and what is the common element, the one thing that you're not allowed to talk about. And so if we have a big problem to talk about and a big problem to solve, it's going to be the thing that they want to shut you up about.
No, I know, but let's put the Seal of Solomon up. This is a lot bigger than Jews, my friend. This goes back to Babylon, and this goes back to ancient Egypt. That seal predates Solomon. And the point is, it is about ritual magic. So that's why they're all so obsessed with it.
And they shouldn't be. We are a country founded under God. We are a Christian country.
But you could say the stars on our flag are pentagrams right side up. A pentacle is just a symbol of a human.
The behavior of those who have infiltrated our government.
No, but a rainbow. God gave us the rainbow in Genesis.
And now it represents Satan.
But I mean, so I'm saying, I don't see how take a star. A pentagram is an inverted person, okay? All right? But a normal star is just a person. It's arms, legs. It's a symbol of a human. And you've got the pentagram that is a human upside down, which is anti-human. This is the death cult. This is the life cult. I don't see a star as satanic. Satanists use it because it's powerful. Just as I see the seal of Solomon is not a satanic symbol. It's a symbol of infinity, very similar to the hourglass from another perspective.
They use it because it's powerful, and we were told.
Well, this is the archetype. This is actually the symbol is an hourglass. Infinity, that's just infinity laid over itself.
Symbolism aside.
Yeah.
Do you believe that we don't have a problem with Zionist infiltration in our government? I mean, nobody can honestly say that.
No, I think under the rubric of that, there's an organized crime syndicate doing whatever it wants, and there's a bunch of mafias.
And it's murderous. And it's causing Americans and people.
Let me ask you this. Why do you think the ADL has said they want me shut down and Trump shut down?
Well, the ADL wants you shut down because you give a contrary message to what they pay for in the media.
Exactly. So I'm not going to play their game and hate them and give them what they want. I'm just going to promote freedom, and they want to lie about me and be all racist and do all this. That's fine. People know now.
I have my own page at the ADL, ADL.org. There's a Stu Peters page.
Aren't you proud of that?
Yeah, of course. There's not a better enemy to have. Died Suddenly was anti-Semitic. We're telling people about... You know, poison.
Well, that's another issue. You know, they targeted Jews with some of the worst shots in the world. Why didn't they get a get out of jail free card? I'm not here to defend Jews. I'm just saying, I don't think the power structure is the Jews. I think it's more sophisticated. Well, let's come back. Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, as you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening, anything, get a signed or unsigned copy. It's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. I'll encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I've got a tiger by the tail that's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were...
Our guest here, we did not talk before he came on. He said, I'm going to come to town interview. I want to come on. I said, hey, come on the show. And we're going down the rabbit hole here on Israel. I certainly think the people that run Israel think that they can do whatever they want. There's a lot of arrogance there. I don't like any of these big modern Western governments. I think they're all despicable and disgusting. Israel clearly stood down on October 7th. I said that the day it happened. It's come out in mainstream news. They admit they did. Where's the investigation of that? Then you got Biden funding Hezbollah through Iran to Hamas. There's a lot. You got Obama backing the Muslim Brotherhood. You've got the West bringing all the Islamics in. You've got the universities backing the Islamics against Israel. I see a much larger clash of civilizations, Galilean dialectic taking place. And I want, just in closing, I'd love to see it's in Canada or Australia or Germany or the U.S. or Israel or Morocco or wherever. I'd love to see patriots in Israel take their government back and not be part of this. I'd love to see, I mean, I just see them as people.
As an America First guy, I'd rather see the American people intervene and rise up against this murderous government that we have here. You know, and going back to the star thing, why do they call it the Star of David if it's the Seal of Solomon? I mean, that's not biblical. That's just more Jewish mysticism. It's fake. If you want to talk about what that is, look up the Star of Remphan. And talk about the ethnic Khazars. They're not even Jewish. These are the people who I'm talking about presenting a major problem, you know, globally. These people are responsible for the infiltration of our government. I think we need to talk about it. And look, here...
Hey, you're welcome to.
In Acts chapter 7, it says, "Yea, ye took up the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of your god Remphan." That's that star. So this is a false god.
Pull up the Star of Remphan.
The Star of Remphan. Figures which ye made to worship them, a false god, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon. So if it's the Star of David, and we call it the Star of David, and it represents the nation state of Israel, the secular, non-biblical nation state of Israel, that's carrying out operations across the face of the planet, particularly inside of our own government, and has infiltrated our intelligence apparatus, the CIA, who's effecting violent coups in other countries to install governments that will do the bidding of the one world government. Who is funding it? Who is making it happen? Where is it all coming from?
Well, there's definitely been an internal battle in the CIA between Mossad, MI6, and the CIA. Who would control?
The CIA teaches the Mossad how to carry out operations on the American people. They teach MI6 how to carry out these.
Well, but I thought Mossad's in charge, though. Why? How is the CIA teaching?
Where does the funding come from? It's illegal for the CIA to take and carry out operations on the American people. Not to say that they don't do it every single day, but that's what we did with the installation of a fake government in Ukraine, and then we just go bomb the hell out of everybody. All these military interventions.
Because if we get into Elon Musk and the election and the open borders, and I don't know what we're going to talk about.
We can do that, and I want to. But just to say, like...
Well, then just 5 more minutes on...
Who was dancing on September 11th? I'll never forget that, the dancing Israelis. I will never forget the USS Liberty. This is Israel that strafed the USS Liberty in cold blood, knowingly murdering...
And torpedoed.
And torpedoed and tried to sink. And then LBJ tries to cover it up. Why? This is our greatest ally? Have they ever fought alongside of us in one of these fake interventions that enriches all of these NGOs and sucks the blood right out of the American taxpayer while we kill millions of people for no purpose at all whatsoever? Name one military intervention that the Rothschilds have funded that has made the United States or its people safer. Why is our border intentionally open right here? You're in Texas. Why is our border intentionally open while this fake government orchestrates, implements, and carries out a physical invasion of our own country? But yet we send.
Well,
all
now
of our
you got
military,
my attention because we send all I don't like millions for Ukraine's border or Israel's. I definitely agree with you that that's a point we should point out.
And we
that we're paying for their borders. They deserve borders, but we don't.
And we send all of our military assets and billions of dollars to go protect their borders. Why? And why are we not allowed to ask that question? Who's making those decisions? When you look at the Biden cabinet and you look at ethnicity and heritage and where these people come from, these aren't practicing Jews. That's not the claim that I'm making here. I'm not alleging that Jewish people are bad. I'm talking about the Khazars. I'm talking about the Zionists. And I think it's a big problem.
Yeah, well,
I just encourage people to go do their own research.
Yeah, I mean, I think Israel is a powerful, rich country that has a lot of people around the world that support it, and I just see it as one more of these big modern Western states. I really, because whenever I try to bring up China, 1.5 billion people, ethno state, trying to take over, 3 million Uyghurs in camps, you know, millions of their people killed. It's like, no, 1,500 Palestinians or 15,000. And I care about that, too. So let's spend half the time on the 15,000 Palestinians and half the time on the Chinese being murdered. But it's like, no. It's like Israel. And I don't it is spiritual, though, because there's this obsession with Israel. I mean, it's like, when I had Kanye West in here for 4 hours, I said, hey, let's just spend another hour worshiping Hitler. and then can we move on to other subjects like your schools or what you think about, you know, music? No. He just was like, I'm on air. You're not stopping me. Jews, 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 Jews. And I'm like, okay, well, we spent now 3 hours on Jews. It's like, do I just go Jew, 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 24 hours a day, no sleep, or I'm a sellout? Do I just constantly obsess on Jews? Just like Jews, 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 Jews. Because I want to be a good person. All I'm saying is I see a lot of other forces in the world, and then I look at Jews, and I see a whole bunch of groups. You got all these Orthodox Jews that don't think Israel should exist, and like 60%+ don't like Netanyahu. They're in a civil war, and then there's a setup, and they know it's an attack, and all this blows up. I just see Israel being used as an aircraft carrier in the Middle East, and just like Ukraine, a money laundering operation for the Defense Department.
Yeah, yeah. Israel, you basically nailed it down. Israel is the front lines for the military-industrial complex. Because any single cent, any penny, any dime that's asked for to go and support this secular nation state, our greatest ally, will be unquestionably get you. You're not allowed to question it. We'll just.
So let me ask
it.
You. So what do we do? If you were God, what would you do to Israel? I mean, we could sit here talk about Israel all day.
Just we don't have to. God already.
No. Just tell me. I don't know. We're here. I'm sorry. There are a lot of Americans that are obsessed with Israel, a lot of evangelicals that worship it. I think that's sick. I don't worship Israel. I also don't have a heart on against Israel. So I see the sophistication of things. Maybe I'm blind spiritually. What do we do? If you're God, what do we do to Israel right now?
Well, first of all, I mean, we need to stop funding their wars. We need to stop helping them, assisting them in what appears to be an ethnic cleansing happening.
Well, I mean, I agree with Senator Paul and everybody. I don't want to send money to Ukraine, Israel, anybody.
Congressman Massey is really the only one that's really actually speaking the truth about any of this, and I'm glad that he is. I mean, he's probably the only truly America First representative that we have in our fake government right now. What about elections? What about the interference in our elections? Are we going to vote our way out of this? Are we going to just pretend like 2024 Trump takes over and then we don't have any more problems?
So, but you like Trump, right?
I like the 2015 going into 2016 America First Trump.
Okay, but I mean, his daughter's married to a Jew.
That's right.
He did more for Israel than
I don't like that.
But why not? He went and got the Abraham Accords for peace.
Wouldn't
it be good if they all just live in peace?
Didn't Donald Trump just basically surround himself with the entire deep state that he swore that he was going to go up against?
Okay, well, then I just said why he's supporting Trump. He was trying to fix it.
I'm not supporting Trump. I don't support any. I think every political candidate.
You think Trump's bad?
It's a non-conversation.
Is Trump a Jewish agent?
I don't know. But what I do know is that talking about any candidate is foolish. What are we going
to
do?
Why shouldn't we engage with Israel and try to fix this?
I think we should. I mean, Benjamin Netanyahu is the de facto president of the United States, if you want to just keep it real. He's calling the shots. And as a matter of fact, there's videos of him saying, it doesn't matter what the American people feel about Israel. It doesn't matter what the American government feels about Israel. Because we have them so programmed that they will do anything for Israel. We can do whatever we want and get away with it. He has said that himself on tape.
And if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Be a ruthless dictator killing innocent people, of course.
Yeah, well, Hitler killed more Russians than anybody. He killed 28 million of them.
Do I support that? No, of course not.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm able to objectively still agree with a lot of the things that Vladimir Putin is doing that we have proof of without being propagandized. I can watch when the media tells me to do something. If I run the opposite direction, I normally find the truth. Why the incessant push to villainize Vladimir Putin and label him a war criminal?
I don't know. My question was about Adolf Alois Hitler.
No, I'm not a Hitler supporter.
Well, that's good. I'm not either. What I'm saying is, you know about the Russian Revolution, right?
Of course.
And I'd say half the Russian Revolution at the top was Jewish, the island, and that they were atheists. You know Stalin then double-crossed and basically poisoned Lenin and then kicked the Jewish leadership of the communists out. That was the Trotskyites.
And then developed these arbitrary borders where ethnic Russians just had to resettle.
Yeah, you're talking about Lenin.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, though there is, that's, some of that stuff's going on there. I'm just simply saying that then Hitler killed, even though Lenin was gone and Jews weren't running Russia, Hitler killed 26, 28 million Russians. So when I bring up Hitler, you bring up Putin. I'm just saying that this is just because there's some bad Jews doesn't mean then Hitler's good. And I'm not saying you're saying that, but I mean, it's.
No, I'm not saying Hitler.
Like Biden's a horrible person. We don't blame the Irish for that.
I'm not saying Hitler is good, and I'm not saying that Jews are bad. I'm saying that we have a secular nation state that has infiltrated every single level of every federal bureaucracy in our government, that is making policy decisions that is making military decisions, that is sucking the taxpayer dry.
Well, I'll agree with you on this. We won World War II and defeated Hitler. Both my grandfathers in the Army Air Corps and both almost died, so I almost don't exist because of it. And it is weird with the liberals, the left, the ADL. They have literally made American conservatives, we're Hitler now, and we have to agree with drag queen story time and open borders and critical race theory and white people are bad, or we're Hitler. I find that very, very offensive.
White males are the biggest threat to our national security. We're told that. White Christian males are a bigger threat than the CIA created ISIS, than the Israel created Hamas. Remember, Israel created Hamas. And I know we've talked about this before, but this is supposed to be one of the most fortified borders on the face
of
the planet.
Well, see, that's how I would criticize the leadership of Israel, not Jews in general. Who stood down? It's confirmed. Why'd they do it? Why'd they found Hamas? Yeah, now you're talking. And why did Biden give Iran money before this happened? It's a lot more sophisticated.
So, if they formed and funded Hamas, at the end of the day, who did that? Where does all of the money come from? You say that Israel is a super rich nation. Where does it come from? Who gives it to them? How do they earn it? Have they ever fought alongside of us in one single war? Nope, they haven't. Have they killed Americans? Yep, they have. Have they carried out war crimes against America? Yep, they have. Why are they our greatest ally? Why can't I ask that question without being an anti-Semitic Jew hater?
Well, somehow Hitler was protected in America. We're Hitler now.
Our government is Hitler?
No. After World War II, the ADL now has taught us America is Hitler. We must do what the ADL says or we are Hitler.
I don't necessarily disagree with that point.
Explain that to me.
Our government is just as murderous. How many millions of...
No, but I'm saying the ADL says Christians and white people are Hitler.
Yes, yeah.
Do what they say or we'll call you Hitler.
Yeah.
So I don't like what the ADL does. I can't stand them. I'm just saying the ADL is like a leftist globalist brainwashing operation. I don't then... Like if a black guy mugs me today, I don't then see black people and think, oh, they're going to mug me. Or if a white guy mugs me, I don't think white people did it.
But objectively, you have to sit back and look at the percentage of violent crime that's committed by young black males. And then you have to be able to honestly talk about it.
Sure, but what I'm saying is I'm happy to criticize any government and any power structure or mafia. But, Italians, had a lot of mafia in this country. We don't blame people with an Italian last name because there was a big Italian mafia. That's where I'm going with this.
Again, I'm not naming the Jew as being the bad guy. I am merely pointing out that at every level of our bureaucracy, that we swear an allegiance to this nation state, that we send hundreds of billions of dollars without question, that we bomb people on behalf of this country, that will protect their borders and not protect ours, that our media is 100% funded by these people. Our media, our criminal media, forced people to die and is still forcing people to die every day. Our media is normalizing.
Oh, yeah, but then again, and then the big universities agree with you. 90% of the presidents so how do you get? Because those presidents are put in there to say what they're told.
Counter narratives. Of course. What is Fox and CNN? Same ownership.
So you're saying the Israel lobby is using leftist idiots to make any anti-Israel thing look discredited?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's
a legitimate point.
What is
I'm asking you the questions to answer them.
Alexandria.
I'm not answering them to like say you're wrong. I mean, I think we should be able to discuss this because we're all been called Hitler. We're pro free speech. Elon Musk has been called Hitler. He's certainly not anti-Israel. So I think it's important to have. I mean, if you can have MSNBC say white people are inherently evil because of the color of their skin, they've opened the door to all this discussion. And now I see a lot of the pro-Israel lobbies not liking this. They're like, wait. We were teaching white people are inherently bad. Don't say we're bad. They had the ADL said, listen. We're just saying white people are bad. But now you put Jews at the bottom of the barrel, the worse the white people. No, white people are bad, we're good. That's a very racist, evil person.
How do we mobilize the American people? How do we stop them from killing us? How do we stop them from having unfettered, unquestioned sexual access to our children? How do we stop them from forcing injections into our children and into us? Why do we...
Are you saying that's Jews doing that?
No, I'm saying, how does the American people...
Well, what I'm saying is, Israel got some of the most poisoned shots. They have some of the highest death toll. So if the Jews are the magic, pup the magic dragon, why were they hit with shots as bad as any country? Probably
because those are practicing Jews. The people of Israel, the practicing Jews, got that poison from the satanic, fake, non-practicing Khazars that call themselves Jews, to prevent you from being able to criticize them or their government, to allow them to continue to...
You're saying it was a lethal injection. We know here it was directed at conservatives. You seen the numbers?
Yeah, I've seen the numbers.
They sent hot lots into the most conservative areas.
Yeah, we did a big thing on that. You could go, how bad is my shot, or whatever it is, .com. You can go look and see if you got the serum, if you got the...
All right, well, I didn't censor you. I thought we'd talk about the election. And
I want to.
And all this, and we just spent 50 minutes on juice, so... We can do 4 hours like Kanye West?
No.
It's so magic to say it.
This is why I wanted to start talking about elections. Are we going to vote our way out of this? How do you mobilize the American people? Are we really going to pretend that the 2024
election... Yeah, well, I mean, what do you think of Trump's indictments? What do you think of the open borders? What do you think of the Ukraine war? What do you think of Zelensky saying, stop crying, Americans. No roads for you. Give me all your money. He actually said that.
Yeah.
Did you see that clip?
And who is...
You don't get roads. Give me all your money.
Who is Zelensky? Who put him there? We did.
The totally compromised guy that plays pianos with his wing.
He just bought yesterday, by the way, a $22 million mansion in Florida.
Yep.
This is where our money is going. And then the media gins up the hype. Oh, Toby Keith, let's write a song. We'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Don't screw with us or we'll bomb you and turn you into glass. This is what we're doing.
And then they bring the Muslims in who then are pissed and attack us. And then the TSA grabs our children's genitals.
Military.
That's a dialectic.
Yeah.
All right. We got to go to break in 2 minutes. I get it.
You know what I want to talk about? You know what? Listen, mobilizing Americans. We have to take our gun. We're in the middle of World War III.
And our Jews welcome to join in the fight against the new
world. Sure, yeah. Pick up. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Real Jews or fake Khazars that want to kill us? Yeah. Practicing Jews? Of course. I thought we were done on the Jews.
No, we're not going to stop now.
But I will tell you this.
I'm going to do a 48-hour marathon.
If you want to know the truth, military interventions are killing innocent people across the planet. The only intervention that I believe that we should support right now is when the American people rise up and intervene against this government, our government.
Well, you're not for offensive violence, though.
The answer to 1984 is likely 1776.
And then you want to list a military... The thing is... It's an information war, though. So when I say war, I mean the war of ideas. I think they want violence. I think that's the worst possible thing.
They do.
Okay.
Because they want a justification to be able to kill us in the street without question.
All right. Stu Peters is our guest. He wanted to come to town. I'm interviewing for a show. And I'm having Kanye West flashbacks. I'm not saying you're baby Hitler. But the point is, we're here. The war room's coming up in about an hour and 6 minutes, 5 minutes from now. Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central, American Journal, weekday mornings, 8 a.m., Infowars.com/show. And yeah, we're back on X and getting tens of millions of views a day on that. That's great. But no matter what happens to us, as long as we're still here, you can find us at Infowars.com/show. And please remember, we've been under globalist attack big time, and it's only your support keeps us on air. So we got store and free shipping, double Patriot points, and a copy of my book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com, X2, The Missing Link, Back in Stock, Turbo Force, Synarical Energy, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. I'm not politically correct. I believe in people's free speech, folks, so it's a good exercise we're having. But I just do not have the myopic view that Israel is the center of the universe. That's where I differ from the Zionist and Stu Peters. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.